Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
These doctors and nurses are about to step through a gateway to another world.
Father, for leading us forward and treat our brothers and sisters, Lord. Amen. Father, we pray for you.
Though they are representatives of medical science, fighters in the Ebola crisis in Liberia, they say a prayer to keep them safe as they enter the high-risk ward of a clinic.
My name is Adam Levine. I'm an emergency physician. I work at Rhode Island Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island, and I'm part of the emergency response team for International Medical Corps.
In a different part of Liberia, Dr. Adam Levine is also praying and working to help people that the international aid effort has not yet reached.
I've been here in Liberia for the past 3 weeks, helping International Medical Corps launch its first Ebola treatment unit in Bong County, which is about 120 miles north of Monrovia. It's a rural county that has not had an Ebola treatment unit before now, but has the third highest number of Ebola patients in Liberia at this time.
Dr. Levine filed that diary entry on Thursday, September 18th, just as his clinic in Bong County opened its doors. Levine agreed to spend a few minutes of his busy days recording a diary of his experiences, the frantic efforts to make progress, and the heartbreaking moments when people slip beyond reach.
We have admitted about 8 patients so far. Of those, 7 are still alive. Our first patient, who was a 12-year-old boy, came in with his father. He died about 10 minutes or so after admission, which was really hard to see. We're hoping over the next couple weeks to be able to expand our capacity and take in more patients till we can hopefully meet the demand here in the county.
It is Dr. Levine's determination, and you can hear it in his voice, to outflank the spreading virus that keeps his morale high and fuels the hope that there will be help for all who need it.
The past week has really been a roller coaster. First, this really mad dash of working day and night to get everything ready for the facility, to make sure it was set up properly, to hire our staff locally and to train them, to make sure that we had the infrastructure just right and all the personal protective equipment in place, all of the medications that we needed. So that was a lot of work. And we were able to open up on Monday, the 15th of September, on time, which was really wonderful and a big high in many ways.
September 19th, the clinic's fourth day of operations.
We did also have our first 2 discharges today, patients who tested negative for Ebola, and that was very happy news for them. Though it was sad, actually, for one of our discharges. He came in at the same time as his brother. They both came in together, and he was negative, but his brother came back positive. So when we gave him the news that he was negative for Ebola, he was quite elated. But then when he heard that his brother came back positive, he looked pretty dejected. But we're still hopeful that his brother will pull through, and we're going to take it one day at a time.
This close to patients, Dr. Levine can see the ravages of Ebola. On day 5, the infected father of that little boy who died on the first day starts to decline. His name is Rennie.
He's been getting more disoriented and confused over the last few days, having more diarrhea, unable to get to the toilet. And it makes it very difficult because we can only really go in for an hour at a time, and we probably have 4 or 5 shifts a day going in. So most of the time, the patients are there alone without anyone really taking care of them. So Rennie spent a lot of time in his own feces towards the end. He died last night. We're going to bury him today next to his son in our small graveyard here. And unfortunately, don't think that there's going to be any family available to attend at this point.
Monday, September 22nd, nearly a month of working in Liberia.
It's just past midnight now. I'm working the overnight shift at our Ebola treatment unit here in Bong County. It's our 7th day of operation now. There are a lot of bugs out at night, giant moths and beetles and crickets and all of these little termites that fly around. We had 5 admissions today, and so beginning of the shift was a lot of catching up and meeting the new patients and learning a little bit about them. One of the new patients, unfortunately, is an 11-year-old girl, and she's already quite sick. She has some bleeding from her gums, and she's breathing very deeply, and I'm pretty certain that she won't make it to the morning.
Treating Ebola, Dr. Levine says, is a suspenseful waiting game. Will a patient be in the 50% who survive or the other half who don't? For the infected, the answer to that question takes a harrowing week to learn.
We have one patient, Comfort, who's actually a operating room nurse, and she got sick about a week and a half ago. She was probably infected by one of her coworkers, who was an ambulance driver, who had been infected while helping a patient into an ambulance. And, you know, at first she seemed pretty ill. She was having a lot of diarrhea, but now her diarrhea stopped, and she does seem to be getting a little bit better. She's right at that kind of 7 to 10 day mark where people either tend to start recovering or to get much worse much quicker at this point. So hopefully she'll take that first course.
Latest word from Dr. Levine, Comfort is doing better. But another patient, Elijah, 14 years old, just beginning his life or death wait. Can he make it a week?
We just got his test result back today that he's positive for Ebola, and we gave him the news. I think that's been really hard on him. He seems pretty depressed. So hopefully we'll have one of our psychosocial officers come talk with him in the morning. I also asked one of the other positive patients on the confirmed ward to kind of spend a little bit of time with Elijah and hopefully, help him through it.
Dr. Adam Levine is a Rhode Island Hospital emergency medicine physician and a volunteer with the International Medical Corps in Liberia, keeping a diary for us on the front lines of a faraway war. The Ebola virus can't reach us, but Dr. Levine's humanity certainly can. If you have a reaction to Dr. Levine's story, please reach out. We'll make sure your comments reach him, working hard in Liberia.